Good to be with you today. Thank you, Pastor Joe, for the invitation. In my old age, I'm traveling more than I ever expected to. But this is my favorite place to preach and share God's word. So thank you for the chance to be here. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of worshiping you this morning. I ask that you will give me your words, and you will give us hearts that are open to your voice. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Recently, I had an overnight layover at JFK Airport. At 4 o'clock in the morning, there is not much happening in an airport. So I was roaming through the terminal and came across a display that fascinated me. It's called What's Your Story? For the past 14 years, a man has gone around New York asking people to write a one-page letter describing their life to a stranger.
在过去的14年，有一个人就专门做这个项目的这个人呢，他就在纽约城到处去收集每个人的故事。他让你把你的人生故事就写在一页纸上，你愿意跟一个陌生人分享你的故事，那么你就把它写下来。
And dozens of these letters are posted in the airport at JFK.
所以就在JFK这个机场，他就把这些人一页纸的每个人的故事就贴在那里展览，让大家看。
So if you find yourself stuck in the airport overnight, that will keep you awake.
所以以后如果你在这个机场转机的时候觉得没事可干，你也去找一找，看看能不能读到这样的故事。
I don't know if they do this all the time, but at night they have music playing over the PA in the airport there.
我不知道平时他们是不是这么做，但是在晚上的时候，你在这读的时候，你可以听到旁边有一些音乐在伴随着这些故事在滚动。And
I don't usually listen to music in the airport.
我一般在机场，我也不会去专心的去听什么音乐。But
that night, I started to hear the background music.
但是那天晚上因为人少很安静，我就听到这个背景的音乐。It
was Bette Midler singing a song.
这是一个流行歌手 Bette Midler 在唱一首歌。
God is watching us
神在看顾我们,
from a distance.
从远处在看顾我们,
and that night it seemed incredibly sad to hear those words.
但是那天晚上我听到这个曲子，我心里特别的难过，很让人很伤心。
God is watching us from a distance.
他唱的是神从远处在看顾我们。
As I read some letters, I copied a few of them down.
我把其中有一些信我就给他记下来了。Dear
world,
一封信是这样写的，亲爱的世界,
my husband just died.
我先生刚刚去世了。I'm
afraid I'll be alone forever.
我很害怕我以后就是这么孤身一人过下去了。I'm
afraid I won't be able to move on.
我也很害怕我以后没法子再继续生活下去。And, 但是同时呢,
I'm afraid I will move on.
我也害怕我一个人以后还得这么日子还得这么过下去。I'm
afraid.
我就是很害怕。And
I thought, how sad if that lonely woman thinks that God is just watching from a distance.
我就在想，这个女人如果觉得以后往后余生神只是从远处在看顾她，那她心里该多伤心呢。I
read a letter with very poor handwriting.
然后还有一封信，那个字写的歪歪扭扭，很难认。I'm
13 years old.
我13岁。
I'm dyslexic.
我有这个阅读障碍。And
this girl goes on to describe her frustration with school and with life.
然后这个女孩子就开始描述她在学校里啊，在家里，她遇到的因为阅读障碍所遇到的各样的挫败感。
And at the bottom of the page, she had drawn a self-portrait.
然后在她那页纸的最底下，她画了一个自画像。
A hurting, angry teenager.
一看就知道是受伤的，而且是很愤怒的一个青少年的形象。
And I thought, how could we say to this girl?
然后我就在想，我们怎么能告诉这样一个姑娘
？Yes, God is watching you.
是啊，神在看顾你。
But only from a distance.
但是神是从远处在看顾你。
One more letter.
还有一封信。
I'm a 49-year-old man.
我是四十九岁的一个男人。
Sitting in Washington Square Park.
我现在就在这个华盛顿广场公园在坐着。
Alone.
一个人。
I see people laughing with their friends.
我就看到周围的人们就跟朋友们一起在欢笑。
But I am alone.
但是我还是孤身一人。
Always alone.
永远是孤身一人。
Sometimes I wish life would be over.
有时候我都干脆就想，我就这么死了算了。
And I wouldn't be alone anymore.
那样我就不会再孤单一人了呀。
And the singer said.
然后这个唱歌的这个人在唱出来的是。
God is watching.
神在看顾你。
From a distance.
但是从远处在看顾你。
This morning, a week after Easter, I want to look at three times in the Gospel of John.
这个主日是主，就是复活节之后的第一个主日，所以我们想从三个方面来看一看。
Where Jesus appeared to people after the resurrection.
在复活之后，主有几次向人们显现。
I want you to see that God was not watching them from a distance.
我想要大家看到的是，神不是从远处在看过我们的。
He came near to people in their time of need.
他是在人们有需要的时候，他就在他们身边出现。
And today he is not watching us from a distance.
今天也是一样，他不是从远处在看顾我们。
He is near when we need him.
当我们需要他的时候，他就在我们身边。
I want us to see three very simple truths.
我们今天早上要看三个很重要的三个事实，三点。
First of all, I want you to see that Jesus appeared to people who had nowhere else to turn.
第一点是，我想要大家看到。耶稣向什么样的人显现呢？向那些觉得已经无路可走的人去显现。
All through the Gospels.
我们从整个的圣经来看。
Jesus appears to people who have run out of options.
所有这些福音书里讲出来的故事都是耶稣显现给那些人，那些觉得无路可走的那些人。
A woman who has tried every doctor.
有一个女人是患了血漏嘛，她已经就看过了所有的医生也没有办法。
A father whose son is possessed by an evil spirit.
一个父亲，他的儿子是被这个恶鬼附了，被鬼附体，所以他父亲也不知道该怎么办了。
A man whose little girl is dead.
还有一个男人，他的女儿刚刚死去。
People who have no hope.
这些人已经都没有盼望了。
Until Jesus appears.
直到耶稣出现。
Dallas Willard wrote that if Jesus had a website.
所以有一位牧师或者是一个圣经学者，他是这样写的，他说如果耶稣基督有一个主页的话
，The address would be.
这个主页的这个地址应该是
www.endofyourrope.com
它就是 3W 然后是你的这个绳索尽头 .com 意思就是它你每个人你到了你的绳子尽头再没处可走了这是耶稣的
I just realized that's hard to translate isn't it
对啊这个互联网上这个地址恐怕英文的你还得照原文去找不然找不着的
They don't put websites in Chinese
No
addresses When we're at our lowest point
当我们在我们人生最低谷的时候
When we have nowhere else to turn,
当我们已经没有别处可走的时候
at the end of our rope,
在我们这个绳索的尽头
Jesus appears.
耶稣显现
We see this in three people who met Jesus after the resurrection.
我们在耶稣就是复活以后我们在三个人的身上可以看到这一点
John chapter 20
约翰福音二十章
I'm starting at verse 11
我们从十一节开始读
It's telling the story of Mary Magdalene.
他跟我们讲的是马大拉的玛利亚的故事。
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb.
玛利亚站在坟墓外哭。
And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb.
她哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。
Mary Magdalene sees the angels and talks to them.
然后她看到两个天使，她就跟天使说话。
And then in verse 14.
然后到十四节。
Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing.
第十四节往下。再往下一节，说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里。
But she did not know that it was Jesus.
却不知道是耶稣。
Imagine Mary Magdalene's situation.
所以你想象一下，如果你是 Mary 马大拉的玛利亚，你站在那儿，你会是什么反应
？When she first met Jesus, she was possessed by demons.
她当初刚刚见到耶稣的时候，她也是被鬼附身的。
Everyone feared her.
每个人都害怕她，都躲开。
Everyone stayed away from her.
没有人愿意接近她。
But when she meets Jesus, she finds hope.
当她看到耶稣，她就有了盼望。
Her life is completely turned around.
她的生命完全被转变了。
And now Jesus is gone.
但是现在耶稣已经死了。
And she feels like she's back to a hopeless existence.
她就感觉她又回到她最初那种毫无盼望的境地了。
She is at the end of her rope.
她已经到了她的绳索尽头了。
But Jesus is not watching from a distance.
但是耶稣不是从远处在看顾她。
When she has no hope,
当她现在已经没有盼望了，
Jesus appears.
耶稣就出现了，
and brings her hope.
而且给了她更多的盼望。
I jump down to verse 24.
然后我们再看看第二十四节。
Tells the story of Thomas.
是讲了多马的故事。
Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came.
多马，二十四节，对，那十二门徒中有称为底图马的多马。他是这个底图马实际上是说是双胞胎的意思。
So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord."
别的门徒告诉他说，我们已经见到主了。
Thomas says, "I'm not going to believe it unless I can touch the marks."
多马说，我才不相信呢，除非我的手摸到他的伤痕。
Verse 26.
然后第二十四节。
8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。
Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them.
门都是关着的，但是耶稣来站在当中说。
And said, "Peace be with you."
说愿你们平安。
We call this man Doubting Thomas.
我们说到多马，他有一个外号，就叫多疑的多马。
I really don't think that's very fair to him.
我觉得这对多马不太公平。
This is a man who is very loyal.
这个多马实际上是非常忠心的。
Back in chapter 11 of John.
我们在这个约翰福音的十一章里，
Jesus is coming back to Judea after the death of Lazarus.
这拉撒路死了以后，耶稣就回到犹太地。
The disciples know that the religious leaders are wanting to kill Jesus.
那些门徒都知道，当时的宗教领袖是想要把耶稣给杀了的。
And when Jesus says, "I'm going to go anyway,"
所以耶稣，但当耶稣说我无论如何我还是要去。
Thomas turns to the other disciples.
就多马就转身对别的门徒说
，says。Let us go also,
我们同去
so that we may die with him.
我们跟他一起死吧。
There are some disciples who are willing to fight for Jesus.
有的门徒是愿意为耶稣而斗争的。
But Thomas is willing to die for him.
但多马是愿意和耶稣同死的。
That's loyalty.
这就是忠心啊。
Thomas has devoted his life to Jesus.
这多马把他的全身心都奉献给耶稣了。
But now he thinks,
但是现在他想看
Why did I do it?
我干嘛这么做呀？
I threw everything away to follow Jesus.
我放弃一切所有，我跟从耶稣。
Now he's dead.
但现在他死了。
I have nothing left.
我现在什么也没有剩下呀。
And those temple leaders who killed Jesus are going to come looking for us.
那些圣殿里杀了耶稣的人也会来找我们这些门徒的。
Thomas is at the end of his rope.
所以这多马这时候也已经到了他的绳索尽头了。但是耶稣会向那些已经毫无路可走的人显现。
He comes near when Thomas has no faith.
当多马没有信心的时候，耶稣在他的身边出现。
Chapter 21.
然后第二十一章。
Verse 4 tells the story of Simon Peter.
第四节讲的是彼得西门彼得的故事。
Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore.
天刚将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上。
But the disciples did not know it was Jesus.
门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?"
耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？
They answered him, "No."
他们说没有。
And he said to them,
然后耶稣说，
"Cast the net on the right side of the boat."
你们把网撒在船的右边。
And you will find some.
就必得着。
So they cast it.
然后他们就撒下网去。
And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish.
竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
Peter's part of this scene.
彼得是在这一幕中的一员。
I want you to imagine the shame that he is feeling right now in his life.
我想希望大家想象一下彼得这时候他心里所有的那种耻辱感。
A man full of bluster.
他这个一直喜欢吹大牛的嘛。
Even if everyone else forsakes you, I will never forsake you.
即使别人都背弃你，我也绝对不会背弃你的。
And then when a little servant girl points her finger at him, he just wilts.
结果就他在大祭司的院子里，一个使女就对着他指了指指头，说这个人是原来跟他在一起的，他就当时他就给吓软了。
Peter was willing to fight for Jesus.
彼得愿意为耶稣而战。
But he wasn't willing to face shame and reproach for Jesus.
但是他却不愿意接受别人就是来责备他的那个眼神啊，他心里头那种耻辱感。
Peter had been with Jesus on the mountain when Jesus was transfigured.
当耶稣在登山变相的时候，这个彼得是跟他同在的。
He had heard Jesus say, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
他也听到耶稣跟他讲，你是彼得，在你这块磐石上，我要建我的教会。
He had been part of the inner circle.
他是耶稣这个门徒之中的小圈子的一员。
And now he feels like a castaway.
但是现在他觉得自己是被驱逐、被放逐的一个人。
But when Peter feels nothing but shame and disgrace,
但是当彼得心里头只感觉到自己的对自己的羞耻羞辱的时候，
Jesus appears.
耶稣显现了。
When Mary has no hope, Jesus appears.
当马大拉的玛利亚没有任何盼望的时候，耶稣显现了。
When Thomas has no faith, Jesus appears.
当多马没有任何信心的时候，耶稣显现了。
When Peter feels completely ashamed, Jesus appears.
当彼得心里头一直是对自己觉得很羞辱的羞耻的时候，耶稣显现。
And this morning, I want to say to you that when you are at the end of your rope,
今天早上我想跟大家说，当你的已经到了你的绳索尽头的时候，
God is not watching you from a distance.
神不是从远处在看顾你。
The future may look bleak.
这个未来也许看去一片荒凉。
You may have no answers to the problems you face.
也许你对你所有的问题，你没找不着任何答案。
You may have nowhere to turn.
你也许没有任何地方可走，无路可走了。
But when you are at the end of your resources,
但是当你一切的资源都耗尽了以后，
you will find Jesus is near.
你会看到耶稣就在身边。
We sang this morning.
我们今天早上唱这首歌。
Just the time I need him.
就是在我需要他的时候。
Find that he is near.
我找到他就在身边。
Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to be with us.
耶稣也应许我们，他会把这个圣灵派遣来给我们。
John 14, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
这个约翰福音的十四章，他说我会让父亲让父送来一个帮助者，他会跟你们永远在一起。
He says he dwells with you and will be in you.
他与你同住，而且住在你里面。
God is not watching from a distance.
神不是从远处在看着。
Through the Holy Spirit, He is with us when we are at the end of our rope.
因着，就是通过圣灵，因着圣灵，他与我们一直同在。即使是我们在绳索尽头的时候，他也与我们在一起。
But let me show you a second thing about these appearances.
我再给大家指出第二点，就是耶稣从向大家显现的第二点。
You see.In our minds, we know that he's near.
在我们的头脑之中，我们也许知道他就在我们身边。
We know that he's there to help us.
我们知道他在我们身边要帮助我们。
But when we find ourselves in hopeless situations,
但是当我们在绝望的境地，
we forget
我们就忘了
that he's near.
我们就忘了这个事实。
So the second thing I want you to see in these stories,
所以这个故事里面的第二点，我想要大家看到的是，
Jesus appeared to people.Who were not expecting him.
耶稣显现给这些人根本都不期待会看到他。
I've been reading through the Gospels.
我这些天在读这些福音书。
And I noticed that very often, just after a great miracle, the disciples begin to doubt.
我注意到就是经常是刚刚一个神迹刚刚出现，这些门徒们很快又开始有了疑问了。
Jesus feeds 5,000 people.
耶稣喂饱了五千人。
And soon we're reading the disciples are saying, "How can we find food for 4,000?"
然后很快我们接着往下又读到说，这门徒又在问了，说这我们拿什么来喂饱这四千人呢
？They don't know that 4,000 is less than 5,000.
他们不知道四千人比五千人要少吗
？This one's going to be easy.
他们那五千人都能吃饱，这四千人那更不是问题啊！他们就忘掉了。
But we do the same thing today.
我们今天也是同样。
God has done amazing things to change our lives.
神在我们的生命中已经做了很多让我们惊奇的这些神迹奇事。
But in difficult times,
但是在我们
we forget His help.
遇到困难的时候，我们又忘记了，又忘记神能帮助我们。
We don't really expect Him to show up.
我们也不期待着耶稣会出现。
We think we must fix the problems in our own strength.
我们会觉得我们得靠着我们自己的力量把问题解决掉。
But these three people that we're reading about.
但是我们刚刚读到的是三个人。
Show us that Jesus patiently reveals Himself even when we aren't expecting Him.
他们显现给我们的是说，当我们不期待看到耶稣的时候，耶稣非常耐心地显现他自己给我们看。
Back to Mary Magdalene.
我们回到这个马大拉的玛利亚。
She sees Jesus standing there.
她看到耶稣站在那里。
But she did not know it was Jesus.
她不知道那是耶稣。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?"
耶稣问她说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？
She thinks he's the gardener.
玛利亚以为是看园的。
She asked him to tell her where they've taken the body.
他就对他说：“先生，你们若是把他移了去，告诉我你们把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”
Verse 16.
然后第十六节。
Jesus said to her.
耶稣说：“玛利亚。”
Mary.
他叫他的名字。
She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabbi," which means teacher.
玛利亚就转过身来，用希伯来语对他说：“拉波尼，就是夫子。”
Mary Magdalene sees Jesus and doesn't recognize him.
这个马大拉的玛利亚看到耶稣，但没有认出他来。
And the skeptics like to say, "Ah, this proves that you know the resurrection wasn't real."
这个怀疑论者就说，你看，这就证明说这个耶稣复活根本是没有的事儿。
I think it proves the skeptics are very gullible.
我觉得这证明了这些怀疑论者都是错的。
Because think about it.
因为你想象一下。
She's just watched Jesus die on a cross.
玛利亚刚刚看到，亲眼看到耶稣死在十字架上。
She hasn't slept for two or three nights.
她这两个晚上肯定她觉都睡不着，肯定难过嘛。
She's afraid. She's despondent.
她又害怕，她又绝望。
It's daybreak.
然后到了黎明的时候。
And she goes to the grave to be near her closest friend.
她就来到这个坟墓这儿，她想要跟她最亲密的朋友能够再接近一些。
And in the faint light, she sees someone standing there.
在黎明的微光里，她看到有人站在那儿。
If that was you,
如果是你的话
would you think, "Huh, that might be Jesus who just died"?
你会想着说，那一定是耶稣刚刚死去的耶稣，会吗？
Of course not.
当然不可能啊。
She has no reason to expect Jesus to appear.
因为她没有理由相信耶稣会重现的嘛。
And so she doesn't recognize him.
所以她根本就没认出来那是耶稣。
But when he speaks her name.
但是当耶稣叫他的名字
Mary cries out,
Teacher! 叫出来夫子
Mary, Jesus reveals himself to Mary Magdalene when she is not expecting him.
当这玛利亚完全没有期待耶稣出现的时候耶稣向他显现
Let's look at Thomas.
我们再看看多马
Thomas is too smart to believe some foolish rumor about a resurrection.
这多马多聪明啊！别人在那儿谣传说啊，耶稣又复活了，他肯定不会相信的。
He knows that dead men stay dead.
他知道人死了就死了。
So he doesn't believe the stories.
所以他根本不相信他们说耶稣复活的这个故事。
But 8 days later, the disciples are gathered in an upper room, and Thomas is there.
但是八天以后，这些门徒们聚集在楼上的房间，就是多马跟他们在一起。
Jesus comes and stands among them.
耶稣就来了，就站在他们中间。
He says, "Peace be with you."
他说，愿你们平安。
Verse 27. Then he said to Thomas.
第二十七节，他就对多马说
，Put your finger here and see my hands.
把你的手放在我这里，来摸我的手。
Put out your hand and place it in my side.
把你的手伸出来，就探入我的肋旁。
Do not disbelieve, but believe.
不要不信，总要信。
Thomas answered him.
这个多马就回答说
My Lord and my God
我的主我的神
Jesus reveals himself to Thomas
耶稣把他自己显现给多马看
And Thomas's doubts are conquered
这多马的这个多疑就被克服了
But notice that Jesus is appearing to a man who does not expect him
你注意到吗这耶稣显现给多马多马根本就不期待着会看到耶稣重现
But Jesus doesn't say
耶稣没有说
Well, Thomas doesn't have enough faith, so I'm not going to appear to him.
Well, 他说如果多马根本就没有足够的信心的话，我就不向他显现了。
If he wanted to see me, he should have believed.
如果他想要见我，他应该能够要有更多的信心啊。
And I find this story incredibly encouraging.
我个人来说，我对这个故事对我是非常有鼓励的。
Because some people think the only way we get help from Jesus is by having enough faith.
因为有的人就说，我们要想得到耶稣的帮助，我们必须有足够的信心。
And yes, faith is important.
我们的信心的确是非常重要。
But Jesus was willing to appear to a man who did not have enough faith to even expect it.
但是耶稣乐意向这些像这位多马，就甚至没有根本就没有期待耶稣会复活的这么一个人，乐意向他显现。
And then I go back to that wonderful revelation to Simon Peter.
然后我又看到耶稣对在这个西门彼得跟西门彼得那边的显现。
The disciples don't recognize Jesus over on the shore.
耶稣自己在这个岸上，然后这些门徒们都在船上打鱼，他们远远看了，他们就没认出来是耶稣。
He calls out to them, "Have you caught any fish?" No.
他就问他们，你们抓到鱼了吗？他们说没有啊。
And he tells them to cast the net on the other side of the boat.
然后耶稣就跟他们讲，你们把这个在船的右边撒网。
They obey, and John tells us they catch 153 large fish.
然后他们就照着主的话说了，他们去撒网，捞上来153条大鱼，这是约翰福音里记录下来的。
They're pulling in the nets.
然后他们就把这个网往回收。
And all of a sudden, the disciple John remembers something from 3 years ago.
突然，这里这个使徒约翰就想起来了三年前同样的情景，类似的情形。
He says, "I've seen this movie before."
他现在觉得，哦，我见过这一幕啊。
This is what happened before when Jesus called us.
这是三年前耶稣呼召我们的时候，就是同样的一幕啊。
He told us to cast the nets on the other side, and we caught fish.
他让我们把这个网在船的另一边撒下去，结果我们就抓了好多鱼。
And he turns to Peter.
然后他就这个约翰就转过来跟彼得说
，Verse 77, and he says, "It is the Lord."
他说这是主啊。
Verse 8, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord.
第八节就是当西门彼得听说是主
，He put on his outer garment.
他就赶快披上一件外衣
，And threw himself into the sea.
就跳进海里去了。
When Jesus appears.
当耶稣出现的时候
，Peter forgets the shame.
这彼得完全忘记了他自己的羞耻。
And he starts swimming to shore.
然后他就开始朝岸边去游过去。
The future looks entirely different when Jesus appears.
当耶稣出现，就未来的一切都不一样了。
This morning.
今天早上。
You may be like Thomas.
你也许就像多马。
You've tried to believe that God is present and working in your life.
你想要拼命的去试图相信耶稣就在你身边，在你生命之中，在帮助你。
But it's hard to believe.
但是这很难这样去信。
Because everything you can see says that you're all alone.
因为你所能看到的一切都在告诉你你是孤单一人。
You may be like Peter.
也许就像彼得。
You want to believe that God will erase the shame of your past, but it seems impossible.
你想要相信神可以抹去你过去的一切羞耻，但是也很难让说服你自己啊。
It feels like you will drag that past along with you the rest of your life.
这看起来以后你一辈子都要拖着那个大包袱跟着你走呢。
That you will face it all alone.
你这一切你都要靠着自己去面对。
I want to remind you.
我想要提醒大家。
That God wants to reveal himself to you when you least expect it.
当你在最不期待见到主的时候，神可以会让他自己向你显现。
And when he does.
当他这么做的时候，
your life will never be the same.
你的生命就会完全不一样了。
One more lesson I want you to see in these three appearances.
这在这三次显现之中，我还想让大家学到一点。
We like to think that Jesus will appear.
我们很想要这样相信，说耶稣出现。
Solve our problems.
解决我们的问题。
And leave us to enjoy a nice, comfortable life.
然后我们就以后就幸福快乐的无忧的生活下去。
Bad news this morning.
今早上的坏消息是
，That isn't how it works.
这事情不是这样的。
In all three places,
在这三个地方我们看到的
，When Jesus appeared,
当耶稣显现的时候
，He gave the person a job to do.
他给这个看到他显现的人总是一个任务去做。
Jesus did not let them say.
耶稣可没让他们说
Christ is risen.
哇, 主复活了。
My problems are solved.
我的问题解决了。
And the rest of my life will be easy.
以后我的生命就是一帆风顺了。
Instead, when Jesus appears,
但实际的情况是, 当耶稣出现,
He gives them a mission to accomplish.
他给他们每一个人都有一个使命要完成。
He calls them to serve.
他呼召他们来服侍。
Jesus says to Mary Magdalene,
耶稣对莫大拉的玛利亚这么说,
Verse 17,
17节,
Do not cling to me,
现在不要摸我,
for I have not yet ascended to the Father,
因为我还没有升上去见我的父,
but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
你往我弟兄那里去, 告诉他们说, 我要升上去见我的父, 也是你们的父, 见我的神也是你们的神。
Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord.
然后马大拉的玛利亚就跑去见门徒跟他们说我已经见到了主。
Jesus gives Mary Magdalene a job.
耶稣给了玛利亚一个任务。
Go tell the disciples that I am risen from the dead.
去告诉门徒们我已经从死里复活了。
Think about it.
你想象一下。
That's an unbelievable story.
这个让谁能相信啊。
A man who was crucified.
这人刚刚被钉死在十字架上了。
A man who was buried in a sealed tomb guarded by soldiers.
然后他又被关进一个就埋掉一个封存好的一个坟墓里头，门口还有罗马的兵丁在把守。
He's alive and walking around.
他现在活过来了，而且到处走。
And Jesus chooses Mary Magdalene to announce the news.
耶稣选择了马大拉的玛利亚去跟大家宣布这个消息。
I love that because she is not the person that anyone else would choose.
任何一个别人都不会选这样一个女人去讲这个消息的。
She's a woman in the first century when women were not considered reliable witnesses.
你知道在一世纪的时候，一个女人在法庭上都不能做证人的，因为他们的话不可靠。
She's a woman with a history of mental or emotional instability.
而且这个女人过去是被鬼附体的，所以她讲的话，她可能神志都不清，甚至这个就有点精神上都不稳定的。
No one will believe her.
没人会相信她呀。
But Jesus gives her a mission.
但是耶稣给了他一个使命。
And I love that because it tells me that my weaknesses do not disqualify me from a role in God's kingdom.
我很喜欢这个故事，为什么？ 因为我的弱点不会让神说不再选择我去为他的神国去做事。
He has something for every one of us to do.
对我们每一个人，他都有任务让我们去做。
Whatever your background,
无论你的背景是什么，
Whatever your past struggles,
无论你过去的挣扎是什么，
God has a job for you.
神都有任务给你。
Mary Magdalene,
这个马大拉的玛利亚,
a woman who is best known for being demon possessed,
大家认识她就是因为她过去是被鬼附身嘛,
becomes the first witness to the resurrection.
但是她却是第一个亲眼目睹神这个耶稣复活的人。
But let's move on to the doubter.
然后我们再看看这个多疑的多马。
Surely Thomas is disqualified from service. He doesn't even believe.
我们觉得多马这么多疑，他根本就不配去继续再去服侍主啊，他根本不信嘛。
Jesus gives Thomas a task.
但是神也给了多马一个任务。
We have to move to see this task. We have to move a few weeks after the appearance in the upper room.
我们在这个几周以后，我们看到这个楼上的房间里。
Thomas has seen Jesus. He's confessed he is Lord.
多马当时已经见过耶稣了，已经见到耶稣复活，他也在内心承认耶稣是主。
And now in Acts chapter 1,
然后在这个, 使徒行传的第八章,
Thomas is standing with the other disciples on the Mount of Olives.
多马在这个橄榄山上，多马和别的门徒都在一起。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说,
But you, and it's plural, it's all the disciples.
他用的这个你, 他是,
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上, 你们就必得着能力。
You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷, 犹大, 犹太全地和撒玛利亚, 直到地极做我的见证。
Thomas, the doubter,
这个多疑的多马,
is assigned to be one of Jesus' witnesses to carry the gospel to the end of the world.
耶稣也给他与别的门徒同样的任务，让他把这个福音带到地极。
I wouldn't trust Thomas with such an important mission.
如果是我的话，我才不会把这样的一个重要的工作交给多疑的多马去做。
I don't even know if I'd let him go on the mission trip to Honduras.
我们去洪都拉斯的短宣，说不定我都不要他去，不配嘛。
But I for sure wouldn't say I'm going to entrust the whole church to you.
当然我不可能说，我把整个教会都交托在你的手里。
He's too pessimistic. He's too much of a doubter.
这个多马太悲观，而且太多疑了。But
Jesus uses him.
但是耶稣用了多马。
And tradition says,
我们这个一般这个基督教的这个故事，就历史故事里是说，多马
became the apostle who took the gospel to India for the first
time. 他是那位把福音带到印度的使徒。
And 2,000 years later, the most popular name among Christians in India is Thomas.
你知道，2000年以后，在印度这个基督徒之中最受欢迎的名字还是多马。
The gospel came to India through a man who was known for his doubts.
通过这个多疑的多马福音就传到了印度。
His story tells me that your doubts and fears do not disqualify you from a role in God's kingdom.
他的故事告诉我，就是你即使是多疑的，你即使有你的弱点，但是他并不能够阻止神把任务交托给你。
You see, some of us think, I can't do anything because I really don't have enough faith.
有的人就觉得，哎呀，我什么都做不了，因为我没有足够的信心。
I'm not very good at sharing the gospel.
我跟别人分享福音，我也不擅长。I
don't think I could do it.
我觉得我做不了。But
it isn't your ability to share the gospel that's important.
但是你的能力，你能够传讲福音的能力是重要的。What
is important is the power of the gospel itself.
但是神的大能，这个福音的大能更加的重要。You
don't have to be all that great at it.
你不需要这个事情，你有多擅长。
Because it's the gospel itself that does the work.
因为福音的大能，福音本身是在做工的这一个。
God isn't looking for great orators and great evangelists.
神没有在到处去找这个伟大的演说家，一个伟大的布道家。
He's looking for people who will say yes when he gives them a call to share the gospel with a friend.
神所寻找的人就是当神说你要跟这个朋友来分享福音的时候，这个人说好，神所找的就是这样一个。
Who will invite a neighbor to church?
他们会邀请自己的邻居来教会。
Who will show love to a needy person?
他们对于有需要的人会显出爱心。
Because when Jesus appears in our life,
因为当耶稣在我们生命中显现的时候,
He always calls us to serve our world.
他从来他都是要呼召我们来服侍这个世界的。
And then we see that Jesus has a task for Simon Peter.
然后我们再看，耶稣对于彼得也有任务的。Chapter
21, verse 15.
这个第约翰福音21章15节。
Jesus has swum ashore, or Peter swims ashore.
这彼得就游到岸上去了。They
brought the boat in.
他们把这个船也拉到岸边。They've
eaten.
然后吃了早饭。Verse
15, when they had finished eating.
第十五节，他们吃完了早饭。Jesus
said to Simon Peter.
耶稣对西门彼得说，Simon.
Son of John, do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？更深吗？
He said to him,
彼得说,
Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Jesus said,
耶稣对他说,
Feed my lambs.
你喂养我的小羊。
Jesus said a second time,
然后第二次耶稣又这样说,
Simon,
彼得,
Son of John, do you love me?
西门彼得，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
He said to him,
彼得说,
Yes, Lord.
主啊, 是的,
you know that I love you.
你知道我爱你啊。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
Take care of my sheep.
你牧养我的羊。
He said to him the third time,
第三次耶稣又对他说,
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
约翰的儿子西门, 你爱我吗?
And Peter was grieved. Because he said to him the third time, Do you love me?
因为耶稣三次都问他，你爱我吗？
And he said to him, Lord, you know everything.
然后彼得就受不了，他说，主啊，你无所不知的。
You know that I love you.
你知道我爱你。
Jesus said to him,
耶稣说,
Feed my sheep.
你喂养我的羊。
Three times,
三次,
Do you love me?
问他，你爱我吗？
Three times, yes, I love you.
三次,
彼得说，是啊，我爱你。 And three times a commission.
然后三次主都给他这样一个使命。
Take care of my sheep.
你喂养我的羊。
That's important.
这是非常重要的。
Because you think back to that terrible failure.
你想一想，因为彼得之前他不是很败得很惨，三次不认主。
After that.
在那之后。
Peter might expect that the best he can hope for is to be allowed to sit on the back row of the church and watch everyone else.
彼得可能他没有什么好期待的了，他觉得以后他恐怕只配坐在这个教堂的最后面，就看着别的使徒去服侍好了。
He's never going to get a job.
他觉得他永远不可能，主不可能再给他任何任务。
But Jesus gives him a mission.
但是耶稣却给了他这么一个使命。
And then as I was studying for this message,
我在学习这段的这个,
I saw something that I had missed before. Verse
19.
After saying this,
说了这话,
after he gives him the mission,
当主给了他这个使命之后,
Jesus said to him,
耶稣对彼得说,
follow me.
你跟从我吧。
And that's the same call he gave Peter 3 years before.
三年之前，主就是这样呼召彼得的，跟从我吧。
Peter,
彼得,
3 years ago, I called you to follow me.
三年前，我呼召你跟从我。
And you haven't done a very great job of it.
你看你好像没有做得很好。
You've struggled.
你有挣扎。
You've even denied me.
你甚至就不认我。
But Peter,
但是彼得,
your calling hasn't changed.
你的呼召没有改变。
3 years ago, I told you the most important thing you could do is follow me.
三年前我告诉你, 你能做的最重要的事就是跟从我。
And yes, I want you to feed my sheep.
是的, 我想要你喂养我的羊。
But the most important thing I want you to do,
这是我要你做的最重要的事,
is to follow me.
跟从我。
2,000 years later,
2000年之后,
Jesus gives every one of us a mission.
耶稣也给我们每一个人都有一个使命。
He doesn't say,
他可没说,
let me save you so you can ride to heaven in a lazy boy recliner.
他没有说我拯救你，这样你就可以坐在摇椅里面摇到天堂去。
He says,
他说的是,
let me save you,
我拯救你,
so you can follow me,
你就可以跟从我,
and do my work in a broken world.
在这个破碎的世界来做我要你做的事。
And every one of us,
我们中的每一个人,
regardless of our weaknesses,
无论我们的弱点是什么,
regardless of our doubts,
也无论我们有多么疑惑,
even regardless of our failures,
甚至无论我们的失败有多大,
every one of us has a mission to accomplish.
我们每一个人都有一个任务要完成。
Last month, I was teaching in Nigeria.
上个月我是在, 尼日利亚, 在这培训。
We only had room for 25 trainers.
我们那个教室很小, 只能容纳25个人左右。
And someone had made a mistake in planning.
有个人，有的大家去在这把这个消息传出去，要呼召大家来接受培训的话，这个大概犯了个错。
And instead of signing up 25 people, they just said, "Whoever wants to come can come."
他们没有说啊找25个人来上课，而是说谁愿意来都来。
So we had over 100 people at the first session.
所以这个教室外头一下子就100多个人都要来上课。
And we had books for 25.
因为我们的教材只够25个人。
And we only had time for 25 to do the teaching.
我们也只有20, 这个时间也只够25个人来做这个培训。
So the leader said, I'm just going to go down the list.
所以他们的这个头就说, 那我就点名吧, 我从名单上走。
And I'll just choose every fourth name.
我就100多个人嘛, 我就每4个人我就选一个, 这样公平啊。
Pick at random. So that's what he did.
他就是这么做了, 就选了从中间隔4个人就挑一个这样。
We began the training.
然后我们就开始培训。
25 people.
25个人。
More than 75 couldn't come. Weren't allowed to come.
他, 你看, 100个人里头只有25个人上课, 所以大概 75%的人都没法进来上课呀。
And as they started practicing the teaching,
然后我跟他们培训, 这些讲学员必须要来自己来训练, 上来讲道的。
One of the men stood up.
其中一个人站起来,
and he began to teach.
然后他就开始来试着讲。
He was teaching in English.
他是用英文来讲的。
But I couldn't understand a word.
我完全一个字都听不懂。
He has a terrible speech impediment. After 2 days there with him, I got to where I could kind of understand a little bit when we were talking one-on-one.
我们因为培训两天以后, 我才能够听懂他说的一点点。
He loves God and he wants to serve.
他非常爱主, 他想要服侍。
But it's hard to understand.
但实在是很难去听懂他说啥。
And he's standing there teaching.
他就在那儿站着试讲。
And to be honest, I thought, Lord, we can only train 25 people for this.
实话跟大家讲, 当时我心里就想, 主啊, 我们只有25个位置来培训这些牧师。
Why did you let him be chosen?
你干嘛要选这样一个人呢? 这个说话都说不清楚。
Why didn't you send us someone who can talk clearly?
你能不能找, 送一个, 至少把话说清楚的一个人呢?
And I think the answer was this.
我相信主的回答是这样的。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
But God has a job for this man.
但是神对这样的一个人, 他也有一个使命。
I might only see his weaknesses.
也许我看到的只是他的弱点。
But before we left,
但是我们在离开之前,
called that young man aside.
我就把那个年轻人叫到一边。
And I said,
我跟他说,
I don't know why God brought you here.
我不知道神为什么把你带到这里。
I don't know what he has for you to do.
我也不知道神以后会给你一个什么样的任务。
But I really, really expect that God is going to do something amazing through you.
但是我期待着说神会用你来行大事。
Because God has a mission for you.
因为神对你有一个使命。
And he has chosen you for it.
他选了你来完成这个使命。
He has a job for that man.
神对这样的一个人, 他也有一个任务给他。
And he has a job for every one of us.
神也对我们每一个人都有任务。
This morning I want you to go home with this very simple truth.
今天早上我想你回家的时候, 带着这样一个很简单的这么一个真理。
God is not watching us from a distance.
神不是从远处在看顾我们。
2,000 years ago, Jesus stepped into our world.
2,000年前, 主耶稣道成肉身。
He lived among us.
他住在我们中间。
He died and rose again.
他被钉死在十字架上, 他又复活。
And he appeared to people who were not expecting him.
他向那些根本就不期待他会出现的人显现。
2,000 years later,
2,000年之后,
He ministers to every one of us through the Holy Spirit.
他通过圣灵对我们每一个人来讲道。
He is not watching from a distance.
他不是从远处在看着我们。
He is with us day after day.
一天又一天, 他就跟我们在一起。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you do not leave us to ourselves.
主啊, 感谢你没有把我们就丢在一边, 让我们自生自灭。